Welcome back to the program. It's 5:39. One of the things I read on an ESPN publication is...
You were reading a sports publication?
Trying to discover, trying to expand my horizon.
Okay.
Was reading about MMA, mixed martial arts, and a lot of the Ultimate Fighting Championship situations. And the Nevada Boxing Commission and the California Athletic League have gotten together and have decided that, along with the Brazilian MMA, they are going to ban exceptions for hormone or testosterone replacement therapy in their fighters.
Okay.
You know, you see these TV commercials all the time. Are you tired? Are you this? Well, you need more testosterone.
Rub that andro gel under your armpits.
Yeah.
And then they read the side effects and they say, no, thank you very much.
Well, apparently this has been something that some athletes have been doing as a little bit of a, you know, a PED. Say, well, I have got low testosterone. You beat the snot out of people for a living. I don't think so. So anyway, they have decided to tighten down on that. Do you think that that is something that's going on in other sports? Like, I was thinking baseball. Do you think they're doing that? Is that already in place, or are they going to try?
They've got a ban in place on human growth hormone and these things. Yeah, there's you can't be doing this stuff.
All right. Well, what about for broadcasting? Do we have a performance enhancing drug that we use?
At the shape that most broadcasters are in.
No, it's not for the body. It's for like the larynx.
Obviously, Rob Dunn's is a user of some type of performance enhancing.
He gets uvula massages on a regular basis.
No comment. Stepping away from that one completely.
You know, it's becoming obvious with these performance-enhancing stories that professional athletes, if they think anything gives them any kind of edge.
Yeah, they're going to try it.
You could make something up, and there would be athletes. Look, here are ground-up pencil erasers.
Oh, they do.
We're going to say that it's something else. Take it. It helps. You'll be a better quarterback.
A lot of the athletes wear those copper bracelets.
What a crock of crap that is.
Right, but they wear them.
Yeah, except
just make in the, case.
Just the people that make them make a little bit of extra money. When I was on the boat, I saw people wearing the bracelets to prevent seasickness, and those don't work at all. The C-bands, no.
There was another outfit out of Atlanta that got busted for peddling, you know, fake performance-enhancing drugs, and one of the things that they did was the athletes would sit in a chamber, and they would be hit with, like, electronic vibrations or something that was supposed to free up your, you know, inner whatever.
Mm.
And of course, they would pay thousands of dollars for this.
Sounds like Scientology.
It didn't work.
Here, grab hold of these electrodes, and we will cleanse your aura of all your evil spirits. What? Why does it say Die Hard on the other end of these cables? All right, so what else is going on in the world of sport? That's my big revelation.
Oh, man,
is
we got hoops. It's a hoops frenzy. Mm. I know you're not a big basketball fan, but this is the time of the year when basketball takes center stage, man.
Well, I'm going to try then.
All right, we got the Big Ten basketball tournament going on. We've got the Pointers hosting the D3 Sweet 16 this weekend, tonight and tomorrow night. We've got the state high school boys basketball tournament. We've got the girls sectional scoreboard from last night. You can check that out on our website at WSAU.com. Packers signing another one of their own free agents. Apparently, they've decided that last year's roster was good enough. They're going to try to keep as many guys around as they can.
So this is the theory that we were talking about earlier. It has come to fruition. They didn't spend the money to keep them. Nobody else hired them, so they're able to sign them back.
Well, that was the idea, hopefully at not much more of a price, or maybe even of a lesser price.
Probably a discount.
A lot of Packer fans are upset that they're not going out and getting some different players because they don't believe the defense last year was good enough to compete at a high level, and there's some new blood was needed. And that's not happening, apparently.
Is it a bad sign when you walk into your locker room and there's a blue light on top of your locker, meaning, hey, this guy is now at a discount? Hey, Kmart shoppers.
Some guys go into the free agent market and find out that their services are not as much in demand as they thought they might be, or as much as their agent told them they would be.
I guess the Packer fan complaint is this. The Packers had a lot of guys on defense who were average. And if the defense is going to be average, then there's an argument to be made for bringing in other average guys and see if you can't get it a little better than it was before.
Right.
Sure.
There are a lot of guys that you wouldn't classify as keepers, and the Packers seem to be keeping a lot.
Well, no, let me ask you this. Would it be possible, and I know this is just far-reaching, and I know nothing, but if you are a player and you go off on your free agency and you don't get picked up, but your home team, the Packers, bring you back on board, are you going to play better, harder, stronger for the Packers now and say, look, you my boys, I'm home. This is where I live. This is where I belong. I'm doing it all for you.
You know, as much as athletes will tell you that they're playing for the uniform or playing for their teammates, professional athletes are playing for the check. They're playing for the zeros on the check. They're playing for the money.
Mm-hmm.
And they will go where the money is the best, even in many cases, if the situation isn't as good for them, whether it be playing time or whether it be quality of the players on the team, chances of winning a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're late in your career, some guys will take pay cuts to go someplace where they can try to win a title.
Right.
But early in their career, it's the Benjamins, baby. That's
really?
I completely believe that.
You don't think it's for the love of the game?
Well, there's certainly that. I mean, obviously, you have to love the game in order to go through what you do to get to that level of play. But professional athletes, they're playing for the bank account. They're playing to put enough money away to live the rest of their lives. Because let's face it, these careers are very short.
Mm-hmm.
These careers in the NFL, I think the average career lasts 3 or 4 years.
So yeah. That's...
I'm not sure I buy that, though, because when I think of all
so
the...
So cynical.
All the work so and pessimistic. All the hardship that goes into being a professional athlete.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to say, well, gee, we were 2-14 last season. But, wow, look at the money that I got.
Look how much bank. Look at my new car. Well, obviously, that's Tom's attitude about radio.
Excuse me?
That's your attitude about radio. You're only in it for the Benjamins.
Right. Yes, because, yes, we are. Come on. You've got to love this in order to get up in the middle of the night and come in and do it. There's
Tom's
no
in
question.
It. Tom's in it for the Lincolns.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Breakfast one morning, just sitting at the breakfast table, her and I, minding my own business. Said to her, you know, honey, can you pass me the butter knife? Oh. Now I'm thinking something must be bothering Buttercup. So I said, something on your mind, Buttercup? She says, I'm fat. Every married man in this room knows you can't respond to that one, boy. A twitch of the eye could get you killed right here. You ever hear your wife say she's fat, you better become Mannequin Man. And she says, we're joining a health club. Did you hear what I said? I think I heard you say you're fat and we're joining the health club. That was the wrong answer. Spoon. Joining a health club? We're lazy people. We've woken our children up to get the remote for the television. And last month, she made a cellular phone call from our driveway to me in the house, asking me to bring her purse. What do you do with that call? Hello? Get my purse. What are you, in the attic? I'm in the driveway. I'm going to the health club and I need my ID. How lazy are you? Hey, go get your mother's purse and bring it to her.